What is a pet? All right. A dog can be a pet. A cat can be. Even a mouse can be a pet. I've seen people who have rats for pets and they think they're very wonderful pets. I even know a friend who had a snake for a pet. And his mother didn't like it very well, but he thought it was a super pet. Do you have pets? Any of you? What? Not a snake, I think. What? A what? Dogs?
I have two foxes.
Oh, foxes. Okay, they're part of the dog family. What?
Dogs and cats.
Okay, dogs and cats. And you? A what?
A dog
and cat. Well, God made animals. And then he made man, and he took Adam, and he says, okay, look at all these animals. I want you to name them. I want you to take care of them. He said, I'll give you dominion over, and that means you're in charge. You take care of them. And after sin came, there was a lot more care that needed to be done because some of the animals suddenly wanted to eat each other, and others had a hard time eating the food that they had eaten before because there were stickers and prickers on it. And that wasn't very good. Well, when I went down to Honduras at the beginning of the year, we found a horse that had been out on the desert, and it was so skinny that you could see her bones under her skin. She had three other horses with her, and they were fine, but this poor old horse, her teeth had worn out to the place she couldn't eat what the others could eat, and nobody noticed. Nobody was taking care of her. Well, we decided she'd better get some food in her or she was going to fall over dead, so we looked for some pellets, a sack of pellets, food that had already been ground up, and her teeth wouldn't have to eat all those stickery things and all. But we couldn't find any. There weren't any in El Suyatal, which was the town closest. And so we looked on. Finally, someone says, oh, there's a place in Talanga, but that's miles and miles away over very bumpy roads. I don't know if you could get it, but we knew we had to have food for Mama Horse, so we asked around. We found somebody who would take their pickup and go to Talanga and get a bag of food for Mama Horse. Well, they went bumping along, and then they came bumping back, and it was almost night when they got to where we were, and we looked, where's the sack of food. Uh-oh, there was no sack of food. Somewhere on this bumpy, bumpy road, the sack of food had bumpied off. Oh boy. And by now, somebody else would probably have found it, but we've got to go back and look. So the people with the truck turned around and went back and went bumping over the miles. And we prayed, dear Jesus, somebody else may find this, and they might think their animal should have it, but our poor old horse, if she doesn't get it for supper tonight, she might be dead by morning. Please take care of this sack of food. So, and that sounds silly, take care of a sack of food. Well, we watched and watched, and the truck was gone. And it went bumping back, looking and looking, and no food, no sacks. Finally, they saw a car coming, so they stopped the car and said, have you seen a sack of food lying, of horse food lying along the road? And the people in the car said, yes, we saw a sack of horse food, and we put it in our car. Here, it must be yours. Oh, thank God. So they turned around and came back to the school where we were, and they got the food out of the truck, and the horse had her supper that night, and so she started getting fat again because she could eat the food. And we said, thank you, God, for helping us take care of your animals. Remember that. Your animals, your pets, are always dependent on you taking care of them. Food, water, love, whatever they need. When you go back to your seats now, be sure to pick up the baskets.